The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Echet Yebamot has been dedicated and sponsored by our dear friend Mr. Isaac Jamal and his wife in honor of his family and Hatzlacha Varvaha Bechol Ma'asei Yadav. May be Zocheh to raise his children in the ways of the Torah. They should give him much nachat. He should have many more children with health and happiness. Chen v'chesed b'enei Hashem u'b'nei Adam. And he should have beracha b'kol mikol kol. Him and his entire family. Amen.
Daf Kufiyot. Today's daf is being studied in the Neshmat Avraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem t'nechenu b'gan Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied in Refuah Shlema Sarah bat Rachel. Inna nefanana, inna nefanana, inna nefanana. For the nevet of the roof, atak rabba l'abav v'chen yinasom v'nomar. Amen. We begin today's daf on Kuftet Amud Bet. We are going to begin three lines from the bottom. We learned yesterday the opinion of Rav that a ketana that was married, so let's say by her brother or her mother, so that kedushin is kedushin midrabanan. However, when she becomes a gedola, 12 years old, when she becomes of age, so her kiddushin now becomes kiddushin deoraita. So we had a ksafik, does it become a deoraita automatically, or does it become a deoraita only after a bi'ah? So the Gemara concluded that according to Rav, the davka, where there's a bi'ah, which means it's not automatic. He has to have another bi'ah, the shem kiddushin, and now it upgrades it to a deoraita level. So the Gemara says, "V'sabar Rav ibaal in ilo baal lo." Does Rav hold like that? That it's only through a bi'ah that it becomes a kedushin deoraita. Va'etmar, we learned in this time, ketana shelo mi'ana v'gdila, ketana, she did not make mi'un and she became of age. Ve'amda v'neset, and she went and she got married to somebody else. Rav amar ena sericha get mesheni. Rav says she does not need a get from the second guy, implying what? That because she's still married to the first guy. And therefore, once you're married to the first guy, you cannot take a nisuin to the second guy. The nisuin is not hal. Ushuel amar, and Shuel says, Siricha get, mishini, that you need a get from the second guy. My love, de lo baal. The assumption over here is talking about, we did not have bi'ah with the first husband. She did not have bi'ah with the first husband when she became a gedola. And still it's saying, according to Rav, that she's considered full-fledged married. Therefore, the kiddushin is not hal on the second guy. So the Gemara says, no, lo de ba'al. No, I'll tell you the case is talking about where she indeed had bi'ah with the first guy. Therefore, the kiddushin is deoraita. Therefore, when she accepts the kiddushin from the second guy, it's not going to be hal. So that the Gemara says, if that's the case, if that would be ah, so the Chavarad Kiddushin is deoraita. How can Shmuel say that she needs a get from the second guy? The second guy should not be hal at all. So the Gemara says, Kasabar, Shmuel holds, Kol Aboel, Al Dat Kiddushin Arishonim, Hu Boel. Which means, when a person has bi'ah, for example, in this case over, his da'at is on the first kiddushin, which means he does not have kavanah to upgrade the kiddushin, which is he's relying on the first kiddushin that he made. And since the first kiddushin he made was only midrabanan, so this kiddushin that he made, this bi'ah that he made when she was a gedolah, he didn't do it the same kiddushin again to make it a deoraita. Therefore, it's still on the rabbinic level. Therefore, she has to get a get from the second guy because his kiddushin is deoraita, and that's why Shmuel says you need a get. Comes the Gemara and says, so what are you talking about? We have this machloket already between Rav and Shmuel that when a person has, let's say, a bi'ah, for example, in this case, according to Rav, Rav is saying it's not al dat what he did before. It's a new kavanah that he's having new kiddushin deoraita. Where Shmuel says no, his da'at is on the original kiddushin. This already machloket was said already, which is, what do you have to tell me the case of a katana that didn't make a mi'un and she became a gedolah and she had a bi'an and she went, she received the kiddushin from somebody else? If a machloket of Shmuel, this machloket was told to us already. When? Because the itmar, we have a statement, kidsha al tenai. Let's say a person made a kiddushin to a lady on tenai, on condition. For example, on condition that she does not have any vows on her, or condition that she does not have any mumim, any blemishes on her. Uch nasa setam. And then let's say he had bi'ah with her setam. He did not mention the condition at the time of the bi'ah. So the Gemara says, and now what happened? You found out that she really had mumim, or she had nedarim on her. Rab Amar, Rab says, Sricha emenu get. Rab says that you need a get. Ushuel Amar, in a Sricha emenu get. Which means Rab says the marriage is a marriage. And Shmuel says, no, the marriage is not a marriage. What's the logic? Rab Amar, Sricha emenu get, keman de nasba achone achle letane'e. Which is once already had a bi'ah with her, so you assume that he forgwent the conditions, which means that therefore it's his intention to make a new kiddushin. At this point, he's not relying on what he said when he made the kiddushin with the condition, because we say hibat bi'ah, right? The fact that he had a bi'ah with her, it's like he's mohel the conditions, and therefore the condition does not exist. Shmuel amad en asirichai menuget. Shmuel says, you don't need to get why. Kol ha-bo'el al-da'at kiddushin ha-rishonin u-bo'el. So you see again, Shmuel says, no, he did it al-da'at, the original kiddushin. And since the original kiddushin had a tenai, and it found out that she ended up having mumin on a darim, therefore he says the kiddushin is not a kiddushin. So therefore you see the same concept that Shmuel said twice. One case, they said it by the case of the girl that got married, and she didn't make a mi'un, and she came a gedolah, then that had a bi'ah. So according to Rav says that what is considered a marriage, a full-fledged, Rav says what? Rav said, right, that when she goes to the next guy, she does not need another because it's a full-fledged marriage, and Shmuel said, they need again. What's the logic? Well, Shmuel said that we go in the Da'at Rishonat, or the Bi'ah, when she became a that was on Da'at Rishonat. So the same thing we're saying over in this case over here. We have a lady that he made condition on her, and then he had relations. So according to Rav, we say, what? We go with what he did now. And therefore we say he was mohel the conditions, and therefore the kiddushin is a kiddushin. Or according to Shmuel, we say, no, he did it al da'at, what he did originally. So the Gemara said, no, siricha, you need both statements, because I could not learn one from the other. Now, we're going to read it according to our girsa. Our girsa really is following the girsa, as well as the Tosafot. Rashi over has a different girsa. We'll read Rashi after. Let's read our girsa first. So Gemara says, siricha, you need both cases. The e itmar ahi, which means if you just gave the case of Mekadesh Al-Tenai, where the guy made a Kedushin Al-Tenai, I could have said like this, Bahi Ka'amar Rav. In that case, Rav said that he's Mohel on the Tenai, Mishum Di'ika Tena'ah. Because he made a condition, Vechevan De Baal, which means, and since he had a relation, so he's not, we're going to say what? If he's not going to be Mohel on his condition, so then he's going to make his Bi'ah Zenut. Because she has a mum and she has nedarim, so therefore he doesn't want to make his bi'ad znut. So therefore we'll say what? He's mochel on his tenai, achle l'tanae. But in the case of the kiddushin of the ketana, I'll say what? That she really is mekodesh midrabanan. So therefore the bi'ad that he makes with her when she's a gedolah is not a bi'ad znut. I might say what? Ema modeli l'shmuel that what? And he did it al da'at. The kiddushin rishonim. Now, v'i itmar beha. Now go the other way. If you just gave me the case of kiddushin ketana, beha ka'amar Shmuel. Maybe in that case, Shmuel will tell me what? That he did it al da'at kiddushin yishtiko, says no be'el atzenut, aval beha. But in the case of the kiddushin al tenai, because he doesn't want to make his kebi abi atzenut, ema modele rab siricha. So therefore, the way Tosfot has this tzrichuta, it starts off that with the kiddushin al tenai, which is according to Tosafot, it makes more sense in the case of kiddushin al tenai, according to Rav, to say that what? That he's mohel. Why? Because it's a bi'ah, and therefore the bi'ah, he doesn't want to make his bi'ah zenut, and therefore it makes more sense to say he's mohel the tenai. And the chidush is that even in the case where there was no tenai, where the kiddushin was midrabanan, for example, the ketana, that she had a kiddushin midrabanan, and now he made another bi'ah with her when she's a gedolah. Even in that case over there, it's al da'at what he's doing now. That's the way Tosfot look. Now let's read Rashi. Rashi says, Sericha. The itmar beha beha kamar rab mishum deleka tenai v'achi ita b'ketuvo the itmar beha gabe ketana shelo mi'ana. So that she's learning, you're starting off, not on the Tanai case, you're starting off on the case of a Ketana that did not make mi'un, and then he had to be out with her when she became a Gedola. He's starting from that side. Beha ka'amar Rav. In that case, it's Pashut according to Rav, that he's doing it al dat, what he's doing now. Why? The asika da'atil liv all the shim kedushim mishigadada. He's definitely having Kavanah for the sake of kedushin, the oraita, mishum deleka tana'a, because there's no condition, en psul kedushim marishonim, mishum tenai, ela mishum katut, which means the only problem with that kedushim was, he made a kiddushin, it was kiddushin mit Rabbanan, when she was a ketana. The Adam Yudah Shein kiddushin Rishonim Klum, he knows that that kiddushin is a nothing kiddushin. The Hazaru Ba'al Lashim kiddushin, which is in a case where he married a ketana without a condition. And then he made a bi'ah with her when she's a gedola. It makes sense he's going to have a new kavanah for the sake of kiddushin deoraita when she becomes a gedola. Why? Because he knows what he did when she was a ketana is nothing. So for sure he's going to have a kavanah to upgrade the kiddushin at the time of the gadlut. Aval bahi, but in the case the ikat Tanai, where there's a Tanai, Emma Modil Shmuel Vadatid Nitnai Baal Kasavur Shin Alei Nedarim. The Kamet Rabbeim over there in the case of the Tanai, he doesn't know that she has Mumin. He doesn't know that she has Nedarim on her. So therefore, at the time of the bi'ah, I might have thought that since he's thinking that the kiddushin is a valid kiddushin, so what does he have to have kavanah already? So that's why I would have thought that in the Tanai, you don't say that he's muhel, kamashmalan, that even in the case of Tanai, he is muhel, which means, according to Rashi, the bigger chidush is on the Tanai case, whereas according to the Tosafot, sorry, there, the bigger chidush is on the Ketana case, Shegadla. The way he explains it over here, I'll just read it in a different lashon, so you can hear a different way. It says like this. The kiddushe ketana, in the case of a kiddushim of a ketana, that's the case without the tanai, haya efshar lomar, shirak peha ka'amar rav, shemekadesh bebi'ato mishum dele ketana'e. I'll say in that case, he says kavanah, to have deoraita, because there's no condition. Shere ena mekodesh klam in the Torah. Because he knows that the kiddushin of a ketana is nothing. So therefore, for sure, he's going to have kavanah to upgrade the kiddushin. Ve'en po rak tenai shema'akev, you don't even have a tenai that's ma'akev the kiddushin, ela mi'ikaram enam kiddushin gaurim. Ava beha be'mekadesh al tenai, de'ika tenai, where there was a condition, ve'shema achen yitkayem atnai, which is there's a chance that tenai is going to be fulfilled. Im en ba mumim v'nedarim, ema model l'shmu'er, she'enu mitkaven l'kiddusha be'bi'ah. Maybe he'll rely on the original kiddushin, because it's possible it could be a kiddushin, the oraita, which is where the kiddushin is not hal, like by a ketana. There, Rav says, v'dai has kavanah for what he's doing now to upgrade it to make it the oraita. But she in the case of the tanai, where it's possible the tanai is going to be fulfilled, so you're not going to have kavanah. Kavashran, even in that case, over there, he's mochel, the tanai, and he makes the kiddushin, the oraita. In any event, the Gemara asks, Umi amar Rav ki ba'al ini lo ba'al lo. Did Rav actually say this? That Davka, where they had a bi'ah, it makes it a doraita, but if there was no bi'ah, it's not a doraita. We have a story. Dava bin Nirish. There was a certain place called Nirish. There was a girl that got married, kedushin d'rabbanan, by a brother or a mother. When she was a ketana, v'gadla, and she became a gedola, v'otve abbe kursaya, and then they put her in the apirion, in the carriage of the chupa. It seems they used to carry the kalot in this special type of carriage as part of the chupa ceremony. Now the Gemara is assuming over here that this was before he had a bi'ah with her, which means she married her when she was a ketana. Now she became a gedola, so now they're making like a wedding ceremony. So they put her in this apirion, and that's before the bi'ah. And then what happened? Ve'ata harinav hafamine. Came another guy and snatched her away and gave her kiddushin. And the students of Rav over there, they did not demand a get from the second guy. Oh, so therefore, what do we see over here? Why didn't he get from the second guy? Because she's married fully to the first guy. Why? Because once she becomes a gedola, even though there's no bi'ah, the kiddushin is kiddushin deoraita, and therefore she doesn't need a get from the second guy. These are the students of Rav. I thought Rav says that it's not a kiddushin deoraita until he makes a So the Gemara's question, Gemara's answer, Amar Papa ben Neres min sab nesibi vadan motve abu kusaya. The custom in Neres was they would have bi'ah first, then they would put him in the apriyon. And therefore, like this ceremony was done after bi'ah, so there was bi'ah there already. That's why Rav says, the students of Rav said, you don't have to have a get from the second guy, because the first kedushin is indeed the oraita. Rav Asher Amar, Rav Asher Kazon gives a different answer, which is really, I'll tell you, no, that the place of Neres had the regular custom like everybody else, that they put him in the kursaya first, and then they would make the bi'ah after. Also, if that's the case, right. So then why did they say she doesn't need to get from the second guy? The second guy that gave her kiddushin is the oraita. So the Gemara says, "Who asa shelo kehogin?" Because this guy snatched her. And if he did not write, which is this girl over here has married me, at least with Rabbanan. So why did this guy go now and snatch her away? So he, since he did unlawfully, or he didn't do right, we'll say, v'nefichach asu bo shelo kehogin. So the rabbis also treated him not right, meaning vafki'inu Rabbanan kedushin mineh. So the rabbis uprooted his kedushin, which means we have a law. Anybody gets married, you're getting married according to the da'at of the hachamim. Right, we say kedat Moshe v'Yisrael, and the rabbis have the ability to nullify and void a kiddushin if they see fit. How do they do that? For example, a person gives money for kiddushin, they're able to say, use a principle that's called hefker betin hefker. They're able to make the money ownerless, and therefore the kiddushin was not a kiddushin. So therefore, really in this case, technically there was no bi'ah. And therefore, really, the kiddushin of the second guy should have been a kiddushin. But you know what the rabbis did? They said, since you did wrong, because you shouldn't have went and snatched her, she was married with the banan to this first guy, therefore we're going to uproot your kiddushin, therefore you were never considered married, therefore you don't need a get. So the Gemara says, Tinaf, the kiddush b'chaspa. This is good if you say that what? That the guy made a kiddushin, the second guy that is, with kesef. Meaning, then the rabbis are able to uproot it using the law of ifker betin ifker. However, kiddush b'bi'ah amai, but let's say the same guy made a kiddushin b'bi'ah. How do the rabbis uproot a bi'ah? So the Gemara says, Shavya Rabbanan, the bi'ilato bi'ilat zenut. Yeah, they're able to uproot it and make his bi'ah a bi'ah of znut, and not l'shem kiddushin. Amar Yehuda, Amar Shemuel, Halakha kerebi Eliezer. V'chen Amar Rabbi Elazar, Halakha kerebi Eliezer. Which means, go back to the case that we learned in the Mishnah. We had a case in the Mishnah yesterday where you had two brothers that are married, two sisters. One is a Gedola and one is a Ketana. So we had the case over there where the one that was married to the Gedola died. So the Gedola fell now to the one that's married to the Ketana. So now she's in the way because she cannot fulfill the mitzvah of Yibum because she's married to her sister. So therefore, Rabbi Elazar's shita was, we train her to make a mi'un in that case, so she gets out of the way, so the kiddushin is not there. Therefore, all he has is a mitzvah of Yibum with the gedola. So the Gemara's halakha indeed follows Rabbi Elazar. Comes the next Mishnah. Amishaya nasui deshtei yetomot ketanot. Okay, guy was married. He had two wives. Two yetomot ketanot. So therefore, the kiddushin is let's say, it's on equal level, let's say. Vamet, and he died without children. Bi'ata o chalitzata shelachat mem poteret sarata. Which means, since there's an equal zika over here, because they're both on the rabbinic level, so therefore the brother now can make a yibum or chalitza with one of the two, and then the other one is free to the shuk. Vechen l'shte hershot. Similarly, if a person, let's say, is married to two girls that are deaf-mute, now that kedushin also is on the same level. It's kedushin midrabanan, the kedushin of a deaf-mute. And therefore, if let's say he died, so the brother now makes yibum, either yibum or halitza with one of the two, and the other one is muteret l'shuk. Mishnah continues, ketana v'chereshet. Or let's say he's married to a ketana v'chereshet. Now both are kedushin midrabanan, but they're different different reasons, which means the ketana is midrabana for one reason, the chayresh is a ketana, is considered a midrabana for a different reason. And what? They married and they died without children, and bi'at achat mem poteret sarata, which means the bi'at that he makes with one of them does not necessarily exempt the co-wife of him, because we don't know which one he wants more. Which means it's possible that he wants the ketana more, it's possible that he wants the Hereshim. We don't know which one of these two wives he wanted more that's going to consider his primary wife, and therefore you're not going to be able to say that by making Buma one is going to portend the other one. So the Gemara is going to say exactly what he is supposed to, which means it's possible that the Zikah of one of these wives is stronger than the other, based on who his primary wife is over here. Because even though they're both rabbinical, but since they're different ladies, one's a Hereshet and one's a Ketana, so therefore it's different levels under the Banan, so therefore it could be a Chinuk. So therefore the Gemara is going to explain exactly what you do in such a case. Now let's say he's married to a regular girl, Pikachat is a smart lady, and the Hereshet is a deaf mute. Of course, the marriage that he's married to the Pikachat is the Oraita. So therefore the Yibum that's done to the Pikachat automatically will poter the Hereshet, because that's only Kiddushin Medrabanan. However, the opposite is not true. A Hereshet, but the bi'ah that he makes to Yavam, what the Hereshet says, that's only the Rabbanan, is not going to exempt the Pikachat, because she is the Oraita. Again, you got the case, he's married to a Pikachat and a Hereshet. What is Kiddushin the Oraita? What is Kiddushin the Rabbanan? He dies without children. So now the Gemara is saying that the Yibum can be done to the Pikachat and exempt the Hereshet, but not the Hereshet, is not going to boter the Pikachat. Comes the Mishnah and continues and says, Gedola uktana. Good, similar case. She's married to a Gedola and a Ketana. Gedola is the Oraita and Ketana is the Rabbanan. Bi'at the Gedola puter the Ketana. Then Bi'at the Ketana puter the Gedola. Obviously, the Bi'at the Gedola, Yibum, we're talking about now, will be puter the Ketana, which is the Rabbanan, vice versa. Not be so. Comes the Gemara now and analyzes v'hereshet bat halitzahi, which means you told me in the Mishnah, for example, if let's say a guy's married to shtei hareshot, let's say he's married to two hareshot, right, and then he dies. So what do we say? Can make either a yibum or the halitzah to one of them, and then the other one's off the hook. Mashmad, you can make a halitzah to a Hereshet. So the Gemara says, "V'hereshet bat halitzai." Is it so that you can make a halitzah to a hereshet? That enan. We learned heresh shenichlatz, which means let's say the yabam is a heresh, the man, the yabam is a heresh that he made a halitzah, or hereshet shehalsa, or the lady that made the halitzah is a hereshet deaf mute. V'choletzet min hakatan, or you made halitzah to a katan, halitzata pesulan. All these cases over the halitzah is indeed Pesula. Oh, so comes the Gemara and says, Amar Rav Gidal, Amar Rav Abi'ah. Which means, when the Mishnah said, V'chen shteh hirshot, it doesn't mean that you could do a bi'ah and a halitzah to either one. In the case of the hirshot, dafka a bi'ah is going to poter the other one. Which means, there's two cases in the Mishnah. You have a case where he's married to two, let's say, ketanot, right? As two yetomot, let's say, which is Kiddushin Rabbanan. In that case over there, in the Chinami, you can make a bi'ah or a halitzah. However, in the case of the hirshot, the Mishnah means only you can make a bi'ah on one of them, but you're right, halitzah is not going to work on the hirshot. Comes the Gemara and says, that's the answer of who? That's the answer of Rav Gidal Amar Rav Abi'ah. Rava Amar, Rava gives a different answer. Afilu tema ahalitzah. Oh, you can even say, no, the Mishnah means you can make a halitzah to the Hereshet. Ah, but we had a Mishnah that said you can. So the Gemara says, Hiduk. Kan b'Hereshet mi'ikara. Kan b'pikachat v'harkak l'tcharsha. There's a difference between a Hereshet that was born deaf mute or a Hereshet that started off a pikach and then became a deaf mute. What's the Hiduk? So the Gemara says, if she was a deaf mute from the beginning, which means just like she went into the marriage, that's how she'll come out of the marriage. Which means, how did the Hereshet get married in the first place? She was a deaf mute. So she must have used signals. She had to get married and communicate to the husband with sign language. So just like she got into the marriage using sign language, so too she can get out with a halitzah, even though she can't speak at the time of the halitzah, so she signals, so to speak, and therefore, just like she got in, ding, definitely she can leave definitely through a halitzah. However, pikachat v'harkach din chadesha, but pikachat, she was able to speak, and she became a chadesha, which means her kiddushin was a deoraita when she got married, because she was a pikachat, no, which means it's not going to help in that case to make a halitzah, demakba be kiriyah. Because we learned earlier in the Mishnah that what, there's a certain kiriyah that's done at the time of the halitzah. And since this lady over here cannot speak, right? Because she cannot speak. So therefore, it's not going to work. And we're not going to let her be poter herself with the mizah, because when she got into the marriage, she didn't get married with the mizah. She got married because she didn't do it. So there was a chiluk between a pikara chenet harsha. In that case, we say there's no chance for halitza. Mashiach and Amish starts talking about a hereshet ma'ikara. And a hereshet ma'ikara, you can indeed make a halitza. Let's just read Rashi. Rashi says, Ki hechi de'al le'ba'al arishon shekansa b'rmiza, hachi nami nafik mi'abam b'rmiza. Which means, when she entered b'rmiza, she can leave b'rmiza. Mashiach, in the case of the pikachat, then she became a tchansha, so she starts off as a kiddushin de'oraita, and therefore, halitza is not going to work on such a girl. Means, the chayreshet mikara, her whole kiddushin is with Rabbanan. So the rabbis can come along and say, halitza will work for you. Which is, we're not going to demand that you have to do a kiri'ah. Mashiach, when the kiddushin is de'oraita, when she was a pikachat, then she became a tchansha, then they're going to say, listen, you can't make a kiri'ah, and since you can't make a kiri'ah, and you're not ra'ui to make a kiri'ah, even though we learned earlier that the kiri'ah is not ma'akiv, but the kiri'ah is not ma'akiv only in the case where the person is able to make the kiri'ah, but this chayrish we cannot make the kiri'ah, and her kiddushin was de'oraita, so the rabbis cannot be lenient, therefore, chalitza will not work in a chayreshet, and pakachat v'harkach netharsha. Comes the Gemara now, is going to ask a series of questions on this chiluk. Eti be'abaye, Abaye has a question on Rabba. V'chayreshet me'ikara bat chalitzai. What do you mean? If someone's a chayreshet, the girl's chayreshet me'ikara, she's deaf mute from the inception. Are you going to tell me that she is subject to chalitza batinan? We learned in a Mishnah, Shnei Achim. Okay, let's keep the cases. You have two brothers, Echad Pikeach Ve'ad Chedesh. One's a Pikeach, one is a Chedesh. V'nisu'in Nishtei Nukhriot. Married to two strangers, they're not sisters. Echad Pikeachat Ve'ad Chedeshet. Which means, make it simple, the Pikeach is married to the Pikeachat, and the Chedesh is married to the Chedeshet. Met Chedesh. So now the Chedesh died. Ba'al Chedeshet. Which means the husband of the Chereshet, ma yagase pikeach baal pikeachat. So now you have a situation of yibum. So what is the baal of the pikeachat going to do? So the Mishnah says, which means he cannot make a halitza, because a chereshet, we say halitza is not good. So what is he going to do for the gabe this zika? So the Gemara says kones, which means let him make a yibum, and then ve'im ratza leotzi yotzi, and then after he wants to give her a get, he can give her a get subsequently, which means, how could you give a get to a chereshet? Well, say simple, since already you married her b'dmiza, so just like you married her b'dmiza, so you can give her a get also b'dmiza as well. In any event, that's what Ashi says. The Rekiv Ege has a question over here, even without that over here. Which means, like, really, by a get, you can give a get against the lady's will. So really, she doesn't have to have too much da'at to receive a get. So you don't even have to come out to that sevarat, that the get can be because she went in without talking, so she could go out without talking. Even without that, you can give her the get. In any event, met pikeach baal pikeach. Let's go the other way. Now let's say the pikeach died, who was married to the pikeachat, right? So the pikeachat is falling. Ma yaseh cheresh baal cheresh. Now what is the cheresh going to go? So he also now has a zikavin, which means he's not going to be able to make a... How is he going to get rid of the zika of his brother? Which means he cannot make a halitza on her over here. He cannot make a halitza on the pikeach, because he himself is a cheresh, right? And there's no halitza by a cheresh. And if the marriage of the pikeach was deoraita, so then how is he going to break it? So Gemara says kones, he has to make a bi'ah, which is a yibum, ve'enu mosi le'olam, and he cannot get rid of her forever. What's the explanation over here? Which means he cannot give a get. Why? Because this zika that he has is zika de'oraita. He is a cheresh, his get is only the Rabbanan. So therefore the get cannot break the zika that he had from his brother who was a pikeach, which is a deoraita. So they have to remain married forever. Oh, so now the Gemara sets up the question. My love, b'chereshet, b'ikara. In these cases, must be we're talking about a hereshet meikara v'ketani, and what do we say? Kones in. We said that they make a yibum. Choletz lo, but no chalitza. Which means, in the case where what? Where the hereshet fell. So what do we say? Let the guy make a yibum on the hereshet, but you cannot make a chalitza. Oh, that's going against Rava, because Rava said a hereshet meikara. You can even make a chalitza. That Gemara says, no, no, who dodges on the case like that? Bepikarat v'harkachnut chasha. I'll learn the case that's talking about over here, that she was a pikachat first, then became a hereshet, and if with that case, chalitza is no good, and you have to make a yibum. So there's no question on Ravas. The Gemara asks question number two. Basically, the Gemara is going to ask similar questions against Rava from the same type of cases. Tashema, you have another question from a Braita. Shnei Achim Pikhin. Okay, you have two brothers there, Pikhin. Nisuin Shtei Nechriot. Again, case Shtei Nechriot. Achat Pikachat V'achat Hereshet. One is a Pikah, one is a Hereshet. We'll say this case is that one Pikah is married to a Pikachat, obviously, and one Pikah is married to a Hereshet, obviously. Met Pikah Bala Hereshet. If not, let's say the Pikah that's married to Hereshet, the Hereshet now is falling. They have a situation of Yibum. Maya se piker bal pikar. What is the piker going to do now? Which is, you cannot make a chalitza because she is a hereshet. Or kones v'im rotze lotzi yotzi. Which means not make a Yibum like we learned earlier. And then if you want to give her a get, give her a get. Met piker bal pikarat. Or but after pikarat falls. So now maya se ba piker bal hereshet. So in that case over there, it's a piker to a pikarat. So therefore the din is ocholetz or miyabem. They can do whatever he wants. He's making a boom or make a chalitza, but that's a pikeach to pikachat. Oh, but the Gemara says, my love, midehu pikeach mikara, which means just like the baal, the hereshet. The hereshet that's married to the pikeach. What type of pikeach are we talking about? We're talking about it's a pikeach mikara. He was born a pikeach. He nameh hereshet mikara. Must be his wife is also a hereshet. Meikara. She said, we want to analyze, we were trying to use logic to try to figure out what case we're talking about. It was a piker married to a hereshet. Well, just like the piker is a piker meikara, must be, keep everything the same. The hereshet is a hereshet meikara. And what we say, veketani kones in chole etzlo, which means we said, if the hereshet fell to yibum, what do we tell the brother the piker has to do? He has to make yibum, he cannot make a chalitza. So we have a question against Rava, because Rava, you hold that what? That if a hereshet is meikara, you're able to even make a halitza. So the governor says, no, me the idiot. Who told you have to say all the cases are equal? Hai kidita, vai kidita. I'll tell you the pikar is a pikar meikaro, and his wife the hereshet was a pikar. How did she became a netchasha? Make each case separate. You don't have to say all the cases are the same. So therefore, you have no question against Rava. The governor has another question against Rava. Etibe. Gemara brings another question. Shene achim, right? You have two brothers. Echad pikeach ve'echad heresh. Nisuin shte achayot. Oh, now he's giving a little different variable. And now he's married to two sisters. Okay, echad pikeachat ve'echad hereshet. Let's make the case easy. The pikeach is married to the pikeachat, and the heresh is married to the hereshet. It's two brothers marrying two sisters. Comes Gemara and says, met heresh ba'al hereshet. So the heresh died, which means the hereshet now is falling. There's a zikai of yibum. Maya se pikach bal pikach. So what is the pikach going to do? So the Gemara says, tetse, she goes out, which means you cannot marry, because she's married to oraita, to her sister, and therefore he cannot take her sister in as a yivama. So what does she do? Tetse, she goes out to the shuk mishum achot isha. Right, because the Deoraita obviously overrides the Yibum of it, which is the Rabbanan, and you have a Hot Isha, so therefore, no problem. However, the opposite, Met Pikar Bal Pikarat, let's see, the Pikarat now falls to the other brother, Ma Yase Heresh Bal Heresh. What is the Heresh going to do married to the Hereshet? Because really now, you have a situation of Yibum. So the Gemara says, Motzi et Ishto Beget. So the Gemara says an interesting din over here. First of all, he's got to give a get to his wife. Why? Because he cannot be with his wife anymore. Because now his wife is considered Achot Zikukato. Because now you have his wife's sister's falling to Yibum, Medeoraita, she's a Pikahat, she's falling Medeoraita, he cannot be with his wife to Hereshet. Why? Because it's considered Ahod Zekukato. So what does he have to do? He has to give her a get. Oh, Ve'eshet Achiv Asura Le'olam. And Eshet Achiv is going to be Asur forever. Why? Because since he's a Cheresh and he's not able to make a Halitza. Oh, so you'll tell me, why did he make a Yibum? So he cannot do that because bottom line, he was married to her sister. And therefore, it's going to be Asur. There was a marriage with the Rabbanan at least. There was a certain marriage that he had to the Cheresh. So therefore, in this case over here, the deen is what? Let's just review. Divorce. His wife was the Ketana, because he can't be with her anymore. Because now already there's a Zika, Deoraita. You have a Zika now that's falling to him. It's a Chotzikukato. You're not allowed to be with a lady if her sister fell to you, to Yibum. So you give her a divorce. Now, why don't you make a Halitza to the Chedesh? No, you can't make a Halitza to the Chedesh. Why don't you make Yibum to the Chedesh? You can't make Yibum either to the Chedesh because you were married to her sister at least, with the Banan. Oh, so the Gemara says. Now, what are we talking about? That's the cases. Now we want to analyze what type of Chedesh we're talking about. So the Gemara says, which means, maybe you'll tell me the type of Chedesh that we're talking about over here is a Pikeh Avakach Metcharesh. Right, and that's why you tell me Halitza is not an option. So the Gemara says, and that's why when the Chereshet fell, for example, you told me what? Make a Yibum, but don't make a Halitza. So comes the Gemara and says, well, actually, the Gemara says like this, V'chi Temach Hanameh, which means, when we talk about the Cheresh, let's go slow. When we talk about the Cheresh, talk about the man now. I review. We're trying to analyze. We have Cheresh and Cheresh in this case over here. Now you have two brothers. One was a Pikeach and one was a Cheresh. That Cheresh brother, we're going methodically now. That brother Cheresh, what type of Cheresh are we talking about over here? So the Gemara says, maybe you'll tell me that that Cheresh that we're talking about, right? It's talking about a Pikeach and then he became a Cheresh. Mi matzeh mapik. Which means, can he give his wife a get? Which means one of the cases was that what? We said, let him give his wife a get. Now we know a Cheresh is not able to give a get. So the Gemara says, Vatenan, how do you know can I give a get? So the Gemara says, Netcharsha Yotzi. Which means, if let's say the lady became a Netcharsha, Yotzi, you can give her a get. She doesn't have to have da'at to receive the get. Nishtatit lo yotzi. However, if she became a shota, when she went crazy, which means that she cannot protect herself, then even the rabbis came along and said, that what? You cannot give her a get either. Why? Because we're concerned that they will not treat her with minhag hefkerut. Which means, really, according to the Torah law, even a shota should not be, she should be able to get a get, because she can give a get against her will. So what do I care if she's a cheresh, or what do I care if she's a shota? However, the deen is that if she's a shota, if you're going to let her have a get, she's going to go roam the streets and she's going to get into trouble. So the rabbis came along and said that a shota, lo yotzi, you cannot give a get. However, nitcharesh who? If the husband is a cheresh, or nishtata, or he went, became a shote, lo yotzi olamit. He cannot give a get. Why? Because since he made a kiddushin, the dato, he made a kiddushin, the oraita, so he cannot be motziah now without da'at. So therefore, you cannot give me the case that it's talking about a pikeyah, va'arkach, the taresh. Because it was talking about that, so your deen in the braita does not make any sense, because we never let a haresh give his wife a get. Right, and that was one of the cases, right? We said, let him give his wife a get. So comes the Gemara and says, Elala must be talking about Cheresh Meikara. Must be talking about that the man was a Cheresh Meikara. Oh, so Cheresh Meikara, we're going to say what? That just like his Kiddushin was a Midrabanan, so therefore I let him give a get, because his get is also going to be Midrabanan. Therefore he can make a Kiddushin like that. Oh, once you say the man was a Cheresh Meikara, umidihu Cheresh Meikara, hiname Cheresh Meikara. She too We want to keep everything equal. She too, the Chereshet in this case, was talking about Chereshet Meikara. Oh, now we continue. Umide Achayot Chereshet Meikara. Now, if in this case, which was the Braita, where in the case of sisters, right, you had two sisters. One was a Chereshet and one was a Pikahat. And the case of the sisters, you said what? That the Chereshet is indeed a Chereshet Meikara. Go back to the previous case before. What was the previous case? Nochriyot Name Chereshet Meikara. When they were not sisters. When it was just a Chereshet and a Pikat, when they were not sisters, we'll say it was also talking about Chereshet Meikara. Oh, and what's the problem? Utnan Gabe Nochriyot. And we learned by the case of Nochriyot, which means if the Baal Chereshet died, the Chereshet fell, what do we say that the Pikach does? Chonetz in, chonetz lo. That you can only make a yibum on the chereshet, but you cannot make a chalitza. So you see, there's no chalitza by a chereshet meikara against Rava. Gemara says ishtik. Rava cannot answer, which means the Gemara really is trying to establish a question, and the only way can it establish a question is to create the cases that we're talking about is chereshet meikara, because in that case all the deen is you can never make a halitza. That's all the Braita is saying, you can't make a halitza. So we want to go against Rava, because Rava said chereshet meikara, you can make a halitza. Oh, so how are we going to establish a case? Because you can always answer. No, it's talking about pikachat shenit harsha. So that always says Rava has a patent answer. So the Gemara said, okay, I'm going to prove to you how we're going to establish a question. Go to the other case. Go to the case we have the sisters. The case we have sisters. Two brothers married to two sisters over there. So the Gemara methodically proved that just like the Heresh on the brother's side, on the man's side, must be talking about a Heresh Meikara. So must be that on the girl's side, the Heresh must be talking about a Hereshet Meikara. Good. And if in that case, you have no proof, no question from that case, but if in that case it's Chereshet Meikara, go back to the case of Nochriyot, where you had two brothers married to two strangers. One was a Cheresh, one was a Pikad. I'll say the Cheresh over there is also a Chereshet Meikara. And what was the deen? When her husband died, meaning the Chereshet's husband died, now she felt the Yibum, what do we say in that Braita? He can only make a Yibum, he cannot make a Halitza. Oh, question against Rava. So that's the way the Gemara's building up a question. So Rava's reaction, Ishtik. He did not answer. Because the Gemara says, Ki at the command of Yosef, Amar le mai tama tutbe meha, which means, why did you ask a question from Rava, from the case of the Nochriyot? He'd be able to answer you. You ask him a question of that, there's an answer to that question over there, and say, Achayot hirshot meikara, Nochriyot pekot ma'akak netashu. Who told you? Who told you have to keep every case equal? She says, I'll tell you, the case where you have to keep them, keep it like that by the case of the sisters. By the case of the Nochriyot, who told you? I'll tell you, the case of the Tcharesh, which is, you can give an easy answer to that. Oh, you want to ask him a question? But, Ela ibalach leutbe meha. You should have asked him from the following Mishnah. Shene achin chereshin. Nisuin shte achayot pekot. Oh, so the brothers, the men, are hirshin, and they're married to ladies that are sisters that are pekot. That's case number one. Oh, shte achayot hirshot. Or let's say both of them are hirshot, the sisters as well. Oh, shte achayot. Or two sisters, achat pekahat v'achat hirshin. Right, so every option. Furthermore, v'chein shte achayot chereshot, and go the other way. Let's say you have two sisters that are chereshot, nisuot l'shne achayin pekin, or l'shne achayin chereshin, or l'shne achayin achat pekin v'achat cheresh. So in all these cases, now one of the brothers died, let's say without children, are elu peturot min ha'alitza u'min ha'yibum, which means in this case over here, everything being equal, everybody's peturot, because you have a din of achot isha. because it's his wife's sister. Bimayu nochriot. Oh, but if they weren't sisters, you don't have the achota isha problem. Yichnosu. So what? We let the fellow now make a yibum. Vimratzu leotzi yotziu. And then after they can make a yibum, if you want to give a get, they can give a get. So Gemara says, hechidame. What case? See, what type of brothers are we talking about? Because if we gave a case of heresh by the brothers. So the Gemara says, if you want to tell me that they start off as pekim, and then when the kiddushin was there, alright, and then they became a heresh, mi, matze, mafke, a get's not going to work, they can't give a get, it's not going to be an option. V'atena, nishtatet, lo yotzi, nitharesh, hu, o nishtata, lo yotzi, o namit. Because since the kiddushin was midat, you can't give a kiddushin, shilom midat. So the case of the heresh by the man's side cannot be where he was a nitpika and then became a heresh. Ela, lava, hereshin, mi'ikara. Must be talking about what? Where the men were hereshin, mi'ikara. That's why he can give a get. Umidehen harishin meikara. The fact that they are harishin meikara, inu name harishot meikara. Oh, veketani mayu nochriot. Right, if they weren't sisters, so never got a shtar problem. Yichnosu in yachnosu lot. Tiyuftas. So Gemara comes out. It is a conclusive question against Rabba refutation that what you see that even a harishit ma'ikara, she is not subject to the law of halitza. So therefore, back to the Gemara that we start off. Why we start off with Rabba? Because Rabba was trying to answer our Mishnah. Our Mishnah started off and gave a case over here where you have a Hereshit in our Mishnah, and we said what? A person was married to, let's say, two Hereshot, right? And he died. So we said, his brother, let him make a Halitza to either one of these Hereshot, and it's okay, then it's poter the other one. So the Gemara's question was, what do you mean, Hereshit is bat Halitza? How could you make a halitza? So the Gemara gave two answers to that. What was the answer? The first answer was, you're right. It's not about halitza. When the Mishnah said that you make a process with them, it meant bi'ah. Which means the halitza was talking about when he was married to two ketanot. Then bi'ah will work for the Yavam. But in the case of two harishot, and the chanami, halitza will not work. And only bi'ah will work. So you have to learn the Mishnah that it means bi'ah. Good. Rabbah said, no, it's even talking about halitza. We're talking about a case where she was nitharesh meikara. Gemara rejects that. No, nitharesh meikara, hershit meikara, halitza does not work, as you saw from this final proof. Comes the Gemara and says, ketan. So he himself did not answer. But Rav Yosef came along and said, he could give an answer. He got it. He answered for him. He said, he could give a hiduk. He said, the case in the Mishnah, ketana v'chadeshet. Okay, guy's married to a ketana v'chadeshet. Both are kedushin medrabbanan. Okay? So then he died. So both of them fell to Yibum, to the brother. So we said, the bi'ah that the brother makes with one of them is not poter the other one. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Nachman, Ashkaftel Rav Adabara Haval Rav Chana Hatne." Found the rabbis, the Yetvu, they were sitting, Vekamakvu Akvata. They were gathering their students around them. Bishukat the Pupedita, the marketplace of Pupedita, Vamri, Hadetna, that we learned in the Mishnah. Ketana, Vehereshet, and Biata Hatme Poteret Sarata. Which means, the Bia of one of these two girls is not going to put the co-wife. Hanimile denaflale ma'if pikeyah. Case is talking about where the deceased was a pikeyah. Telo yad'inan ibiketanan nihale. Which means we don't know which wife really is his main wife that he prefers. If he prefers the Ketana, that's really his primary wife, and therefore the Mitzvah Yibum is on her. Or he's more prone to the Heresh, therefore she's the Ikar wife. What's the two sides? Why would he prefer, let's say, the Ketana? Even though she's not a bardaat, what's the reason why we prefer her? De'ata lichlal de'a. Because she'll grow up and she'll become a gedola. Or we'll say he rather the chayreshet the gedolai, because bottom line right now she's a gedola ubat bi'ai, which means she's already a bat bi'ah. Now he doesn't have to wait. Aval, however, that's only talking about when the guy was a pikeach. Aval naflam ma'achif chayresh. But let's say the deceased was a Hiresh, but died the Hireshet Nihale. For sure, you could assume that he preferred the Hireshet. You know why? Debat bi'ahi ubat minehi. Not only is she a bat bi'ah, but they're the same species. They're the same. A Hiresh will always prefer a Hireshet, right? They have something in common. So comes the Gemara and says, Va'aminelu ana. So Rabbi Nachman told the rabbis, אפילו נפלה למעריף חירש נמא מספקרה, which means I have the same ספק, which is the משתנה make a חילוק if the guy was a פקה או חירש. Bottom line, you don't know in that case whose preferences to the חירש or whose preferences to the קטנה, and therefore it's the same thing even if he's a חירש. Comes Gemara and says, כיצד תקנתם? So what do you do over here now? You tell me you cannot make a ביאה on one to put in the other. So exactly what is the takana for these two girls? Now, to make halitza on both of them is not an option. Why? Because you cannot make a halitza on a hereshet. Okay, so that's not a question. Now, because there's no, let's say, there's no kiddiyah on these girls. Now, to let's say make a yibum on one of the hereshot, let's say make a yibum on the hereshet, and then make a halitza on the ketana, let's say when she becomes a gedola. So he says you can't do that either. Why? Because once you're going to make a halitza on the ketana that becomes a gedola, it's going to become forbidden now to the one that he made, to the hadesh that he made yibum with. Because it's now a hot, no, because why? Because you sent her out. Because once already you sent her out, so therefore you cannot be shuv lo yibneh, which means you sent her out with a halitza. So therefore, to make a yibum with the hereshet and a halitza with the ketana, which comes to gedola, is not an option either. So therefore, what's the takana? What do you know about? Again, to make halitza on both, you can't make halitza because one of them is a hereshet. There's no halitza by a hereshet. So you start making yibum on the hereshet and a halitza on the ketana. You can't do that because once you make a halitza on the ketana, which comes to gedola, so he becomes forbidden to the hereshet. Takanatan, ketzat takanatan, amar afhazdam arav, kones a hereshet, marry thee, make yibum with thee, hereshet umotzi'ah beget. Okay, and give her a get. Okay, and which means you do not stay, don't stay married to her. And what uktana tamtin acha takdir betahlot, and wait till the ketana becomes a gedola and make a halitza, like we said, because to be have the hadeshet. To the way he explains over here is like this: ve'ena nesheret tahtav, you cannot stay married to the hadeshet, kevan shezikat yibum shela ena zikah gemura. Because it's really not a full zika, which is not a full yibum. Why? Because you have a zika from the ketana, right? Because either both of them, right? When you're going to do the halitza the ketana, she's going to become asura because of lo yivne. So therefore, it says make a yibum, divorce, and then uktana tabtid ad shetigdil v'tahlotz. Baruch Adonai le'olam.
Amen v'amen.